B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Talk about a little bit of Eagles, and David covers everything, including Sixers, so we can get a little bit of everything. David Murphy from the Inquirer, thanks for joining us. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great now that I hear your voice, Bobby.
That's what I like to hear. And just a reminder, all of our Fanatic guests appear on the Comcast Business Hotline. So, Dave, you wrote a column yesterday talking about, all right, yeah, the hype is there, but...
I think Dave's right. The fan has changed over the last decade. Your average Philadelphia fan has changed.
I would take it over the last 2 years.
I think, well, yeah, definitely since the Super Bowl. But I think even in the last, like, 10 years or so, there's been a drop the negadelphia in a little bit. Everything's positive. Everything's good. And that's kind of David's point of the story yesterday was like, all right, are we still negadelphians or are we too positive now?
Yeah. So what took you to write that, Murph? What was your thinking behind that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's even changed. Maybe it has. I mean, definitely since the Super Bowl it has. But I think going back, even when I was a kid, I think the negativity comes, and the whole point of my lead in to the story was I think the negativity comes from this overwhelming sense of almost desperate hope that we have that, this season will be the season when we win. And I think you're seeing that with the Phillies where, you know, you see this backlash now against Gabe Kapler, against Bryce Harper, against Jake Arrieta. And I think a lot of it comes from the fact that we kind of overestimated their chances of being good to begin with. And I think you're seeing that now a little with the Eagles. You know, I think, anything less than the Super Bowl right now is going to be a bust of the season. And then if that happens, you're left with, you know, the search for blame. So, I mean, that was kind of my point. I've always kind of felt that way.
But so, Murph, you've been around for a while. Is this the highest expectations you've ever been around for an Eagles team? I compare it to 2004, but is this the highest that you've seen expectations going into a season for an Eagles team?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, I think it's the case because the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, you know, at least back in 2004, you know, there was always the expectations were always kind of tempered by the reality that, you know, Philadelphia just doesn't win Super Bowls. And this year I think people look and see a team that's better than that team in 2017. And, you know, it only makes sense to think that then this will be, you know, another Super Bowl year.
Sans Carson Wentz, give me something that would make you believe that, this isn't going to go well. Like, what could happen to this team that would make you say, never mind, it's just not going to happen?
Well, I mean, Wentz is the big thing. And I didn't even address him in my column.
No, I know. That's why I said besides him.
Yeah. I didn't even really get into this. I think with any team, the biggest question is always going to be your offensive line. I mean, one injury there and everything gets thrown out of whack. And mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about an offensive line where Jason Peters is, what, 37 years old? Jason Kelce contemplated retirement last season. Lane Johnson is already hobbled a little bit by an injury. I think you hear it in Doug Peterson whenever, especially at the beginning of training camp, people are all fired up and ask them questions about how good this team could be. And, you know, I think every time he answered the question, he kind of tempered it with a nod to the fact that health is the big thing, and we could all be changing our tune if one significant injury happens.
Yeah, Dave. So obviously, when you look at this team, it looks for the most part that like the offense is set. You know, the offensive line, like you said, could be, you know, an injury away from almost being depleted. Defensively, like I saw a stat yesterday, that Carson Wentz is 0-13 when the defense allows more than 25 points. Are there some defensive questions with this team that maybe we aren't seeing and looking at? One of mine's the defensive end depth. Maybe you could make the case for linebacker depth. And frankly, the cornerback position is so wide open, I don't think anybody knows. Are we kind of overlooking maybe some defensive holes with this team?
I think that, I put it this way, I think it's a huge question. And I think anybody who watched the team last year would remember that. I know that, you know, the cornerback problem has somewhat been addressed. I know there's more. There's way better numbers there this year. The rise of Avante Maddox.
Oh yeah,
definitely helps the return of Rodney McLeod. But yeah, I mean, the strange thing about last year's team was how much of a drop off there was in the pass pressure. I think over the last month or two of the season and heading into the playoffs. Brandon Graham isn't getting any younger. Chris Long and Michael Bennett are gone. Derek Barnett's coming back from injury. I'm a huge Barnett fan. I think he's a monster, but he's got to be on the field.
But he's got a lot of pressure on him this year.
Yeah.
So I think you can't really separate the pass rush from the pass coverage. And I think obviously the biggest question that's facing this unit. And I don't think any of us really know what this defense will look like.
So, Murph, we'll get off of the Eagles right for now and head on over to the Sixers. Their schedule got released yesterday. I'm not going to ask you to do the 82 wins and losses. But what do you say? What's your feeling with this team? We've moved forward from free agency. We kind of know, you get a better feel of what they are, of what the rest of the league is. What's your outlook for this team this year?
I mean, it has to be, it has to be finals. Anything less than the NBA Finals, I think, would be a disappointment.
All right, so hold on. I got to stop you there. So in the last 2 minutes, you've said Eagles Super Bowl are bust and Sixers Finals are bust. What is Philadelphia coming to?
Well, exactly. I mean, I include myself in this mix. And just to be clear, I'm expecting Eagles to be in the NFC Championship game, go 11-5 at minimum, and Carson Wentz to be MVP.
So. Well, Dave, the Sixers play the day after the Super Bowl in Miami. So do you think the Eagles-Sixers little double dip down in Miami could be possible?
That would be tremendous. As a matter of fact, when you guys called, I was sitting here going through the schedule and kind of I'm putting together a little kind of home ticket buyer's guide to
nice.
Kind of rank all the 41 home games, best to worst. And I don't know how much time you've. Yeah, I know I have a lot of time on my hands. I do the hard work, so you guys don't have to.
Oh, there you go. Much appreciated.
I don't know if you've looked at the schedule, but what would you say is the number one game the number one home game on your list? Have you looked at it close enough?
I like the back to back. They're not back to back days, but home game against the Lakers. 3 days later, Golden State comes in.
I like that.
That's pretty cool. That's a good week.
I think number one right now, for me at least, Saturday, November 3rd, Mr. James Q. Buckets comes back to the Wells Fargo.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier too. November 23rd.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a fun.
And what do you think the reaction is, Dave? I kind of said earlier, I think, cheers during the introduction, jeers during the game.
I think we could go that way. Although I don't know.
Could go either way.
This Wells Fargo Center crowd is not the most rational crowd in the world. I mean, they boo Jared Bayless every time he touches the ball. So.
Poor Jared Bayless, guy did nothing wrong.
Yeah, I know. I think he's selling real estate with Brent Celek somewhere now. I don't know. I'll be interested. That's part of the reason why, if I want to be in attendance, I just looked at StubHub, $58 those games are going for. So that's reasonable. Whereas those Clippers and Lakers and Warriors games are all in the hundreds. But then you got, obviously, the second last home game of the season. You got the Bucks in town. That Clippers game on February 11th is going to be dynamite. It's going to be, I think this is the year if you've been waiting to buy tickets, and no, I'm not getting a commission from the club, but this is the year, because the NBA is, it's
a great product.
Some crazy stuff happened this summer, and I'm looking forward just to kind of seeing the league and seeing them come through here.
Yeah, I think the NBA is as good as it's ever been, to be honest with you. I just think it's so evenly distributed. There's a legit, like, 9 teams now that could stake claim to the throne. It's going to be a lot of fun this year.
And I think I think the one team that everyone's underselling right now, at least in the Eastern Conference, is the Nets. Look, given how well the Sixers played against the Raptors and that they took them to 7 games, it came a couple bounces away from maybe, going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think we forget how tenuous that series was against the Nets. If Simmons and Embiid don't go off, early in the series. If Jimmy doesn't carry them, and whatever that was, game four or game five, I mean, we could be talking about a whole new ball game. And now I know they don't have Durant, but they, you know, added Kyrie to the mix. And I think you put Kyrie in there and Kenny Atkins is a very good coach. And I don't know. I'm interested in the Nets. I wouldn't count them out as potentially being in the mix.
Top four in the East.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think there's any question about that.
Okay.
But yeah, they're probably the team in the Eastern Conference that I'm most interested in seeing.
All right. Well, then make sure you get your calendar ready for when they come into town, Murph. Sounds like you're getting it all ready now.
I'll have it up on Philly.com. You guys,
good man. Yeah, you do that so we can read it and then we can discuss it. Okay.
Absolutely.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.